When all hope seemed lost for a dying mother of five, Padre Pio made a bold announcement. She will rise with Jesus on Easter. His words spread throughout the town, stirring faith but also doubt. Stay tuned to hear this amazing story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, The First Stigmatized Priest by Alberto Del Fante. The remarkable events I'm about to share happened almost exactly 100 years ago during Holy Week and Easter. And because we are in the Easter season right now, I thought this would be the perfect moment to share it. Listen to this. In the early months of 1925, a woman named Paulina Preziosi fell ill with bronchitis. She was a pious woman, a good mother to her five children, and greatly loved by the people of San Giovanni Rotondo, where she lived. She was also a Third Order Franciscan. According to Padre Pio himself, she possessed such a delicate conscience that it was hard to find anything to absolve in confession. As Holy Week approached, her condition got worse. The infection spread to her lungs, and she was soon diagnosed with pneumonia. Despite the doctor's efforts, she showed no sign of improvement, and her husband and children watched with heavy hearts as she faded before their eyes. Some of Paulina's friends approached Padre Pio and begged him to intervene. "What can I do?" he replied. "I'm just a poor sinner." But then he added, "You must pray and keep on praying that the Lord does not take her." Her family and friends joined in prayer, but heaven seemed silent. Her condition grew ever worse. The doctor began to fear for her life. Medication had no effect, and she hardly ate anymore. On Palm Sunday, Paulina's friends once again spoke with Padre Pio. They expressed their fears for Paulina's five children if she died. "Padre, the doctor says there's no hope," they shouted. But Padre Pio seemed preoccupied, as if listening inwardly. Suddenly, his manner changed. He came back to himself and looked at them as if a decision had been reached. "Paulina will rise with Jesus," he proclaimed. "She is such a good person that the Lord wants her with him in heaven, but her children need her. She must keep on praying and not be afraid. Tell her that she will rise again with the Lord." Now, because Padre Pio announced a miracle would happen at a specific time, his words gained prophetic significance. "He said that Paulina will rise again with the Lord," people repeated throughout Holy Week. The prophecy spread throughout the town and even to neighboring cities, sparking disputes and discussions. Padre Pio's enemies laughed in mockery, certain that the foolishness of his followers would soon be exposed. But others, who believed him, wondered if the healing would happen at the Easter Vigil Mass or on Sunday. On the night of Good Friday, Paulina, still conscious, prayed for her life, thinking of her children. Then Padre Pio appeared to her. "Do not fear, daughter of God," he said. "Have faith and hope. At the Mass tomorrow, when the church rings the bells for the resurrection of Christ, you will be healed." Paulina continued praying, but later that night she fell into a coma. Despite Padre Pio's prophecy and his encouragement to continue praying, the family had already prepared a coffin, and the members of the Third Order of St. Francis prepared her Franciscan shroud. On the morning of Holy Saturday, one of Paulina's relatives, along with two of her children, went to the convent. They came to implore Padre Pio, who was their last hope. Faced with so many tears especially from the little ones, Padre Pio could not resist a request, and he redoubled his prayers. He then embraced the two children. His heart was broken by their suffering. Shortly after, Padre Pio received news that the parish priest had arrived at Paulina's house to administer the last rites. Later, he was informed that Paulina no longer recognized anyone. She was practically dead. That evening, after hearing confessions, Padre Pio vested for the Easter Vigil Mass. As he approached the altar, every eye in the church was upon him. "He has been crying," some whispered. "I have never seen him so down," said others. However, at the Gloria, everyone saw him transfigured. His face changed, and tears filled his eyes. At that same moment, the church bells, which had been silent all week, erupted, announcing the resurrection of Christ. At that very moment, Paulina threw off the covers, got out of bed, and knelt on the floor to recite the creed out loud 3 times in a row. Her fever was gone, and life had returned to her body. She was healed. The news quickly spread throughout the town. Shouts of "It's a miracle, Paulina is healed," echoed through the streets, reaching even those still at Mass. "The miracle happened," they whispered to one another, tears of joy streaming down their faces. When Mass ended, such a crowd pushed into the sacristy to see Padre Pio that the police had to intervene to control them. Later, someone remarked to Padre Pio that perhaps God wanted Paulina in heaven, but now she must remain on earth. He replied, "It is also beautiful to be exiled from paradise because of love." And with that, our story concludes. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protector child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.